Parshas Hayetzim. We'd like this evening to discuss the Ezes Hashem, something which is not written clearly in the parasha. It's alluded to. Rashi quotes it, and in fact it's a Gemara. I think we all know it. Right in the beginning of the parasha, Yetze Yaakov b'Be'er Sheva v'yelech harono v'yivka v'mokim v'yolen shom. Vayishkav b'mokim avu, and Yaakov lay down and he went to sleep. So Rashi says, when the Torah emphasizes Vayishkav b'mokim hahu, that he went to rest in this place, what's being alluded to is the fact that there was another place that he never went to rest. And those were the 14 years that he spent in the yeshiva of Shem Ve'eva. The 14 years that he spent in the yeshiva of Shem Ve'eva are referred to also, again, not mentioned, but referred to. Rashi, it's right at the end of last week's parasha, makes a cheshbon. Rashi makes a calculation, and really he's quoting a Gemara in Megillah Daf Yud Zayin, where there seems to be 14 years that are unaccounted for. If you work out all the dates of how old Yaakov was, and in fact Yaakov was 63 years old at the beginning of this week's parasha, if you make a cheshbon, it turns out that when he arrived in Lavan's home, he was 77. He then had to work 14 years and married only then. But there are 14 years that are unaccounted for, from 63 to 77. And this is where the Gemara says, the interim 14 years, he was not at home with Yitzchak, neither was he with Lavan, but he was learning in the yeshiva of Shem Ve'eva. Rashi is pointing out in our parasha that he learned with such tremendous hasmoda that he never went to sleep. Must have been obviously a nes, because Chazal tell us that the Metzias, it's not shy for a person to go 3 days without sleep, and Yaakov went 14 years without sleep, so it must have been a derech nes, but I'll call upon him. That's what the Torah is referring to. Vayishkav b'mokim hahu, in this place he went to rest, but not in yeshiva, not in the 14 years that led up to that. It's interesting to learn that there are many remozim. As we mentioned, it's not clearly stated in the pasuk, but for example, in the opening pasuk in the parasha, when it says Vayetze Yaakov mibe'er shava, those words Yaakov mibe'er sheva, the three consecutive words. What's the last letter of the word Yaakov? Base. The last letter of the word mibe'er is resh. And the last word of the word Sheva is Ayin. Ayin base Resh, says the Baal HaTurim, Ayin base Resh is Aver. This was the yeshiva of Shem Ve'Aver. So it's hinted to, although not specifically mentioned. There are other remozim as well, because it says, Vayetze Yaakov mibe'er Sheva. What are the next two words? Vayelech Charono. The first letter of Vayelech is Vav. The first letter of the next word, Chorona, is Ches. 6 and 8 is 14. So there's another Remez, the Pnei David says, those are the 14 years that he was in the yeshiva of Shem Ve'eva. There's a Sefer Gematrios, which is actually written by one of the Rishonim, that says that Yaakov is, of course, how is he referred to in Parshas Toldos? As the Ish Tom. The Ish Tom, if you work out the Gematria, Ish Tom, is exactly Gematria, Yoshev Ba'oihel Shem Ve'eva. So it's all hinted to, if not clearly mentioned in the pasuk. So we need to ask a big question over here, and this is what we'd like to discuss for a moment or two, and essentially what we're going to quote now is a beautiful piece in the Sefer Emes Liyakov of Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. The Gemara told us that Yaakov was away from home for many, many years. In fact, 36 years. 36 years he was away from home. 36 years he was away from home. But he did not get punished for all of those years, although he did get punished for some of those years. After all, he was sent on a mission by his parents, his mitzvah of Kibbud Aveim, to go and get married. What took so long? So he got punished. Those were the years that he was separated from Yosef, etc., etc. But, says the Gemara, if you make a calculation, the 14 years that he was in the yeshiva of Shem Ve'eva, those years were not punished. Those years were not punished. So we need to ask a big question. Firstly, why did Yaakov go to the yeshiva of Shem Ve'eva? Which is really a double question. Why is it a double question? Question number one is, his parents had told him to go to Lomon. He had a mitzvah of Kibbutz. So why on earth is he going first to the Beis HaMikdash? Imagine you told your child, do me a favor, I need you to go and buy me an estrog. I'm too busy, I want you to go and buy me an estrog. Go to the store, here's the money. You're waiting and waiting and waiting at home. 6 hours later, he turns up with an estrog. What took so long? Oh, on the way, I went to the park, and I went to my friends, and I went shopping. In the midst of Kibbutz, you have a mission. Surely you should attend to your mission immediately. Yaakov had a mission. His mission was to go to Lavan, find himself a wife. Why was there a necessity to go to the yeshiva of Shem Ve'eva for 14 years? But question number two was, what did he see that was so special in the yeshiva of Shem Ve'eva? As Rabbi Yaakov explains, and he proves this all, Yaakov Avinu had already learned in yeshiva. The first 15 years of his life, he learned in yeshiva of his grandfather, Avraham Avinu. For the next 40 or so years or more, he learned in the yeshiva of Yitzchak. So he had very choshev and roshei yeshiva. Avraham Avinu, Yitzchak Avinu. Why was it so necessary, like we said, bichlal, to go to a yeshiva now, and more so to the yeshiva of Shem Ve'eva? So really we need to understand, what did they learn in yeshiva of Shem Ve'eva? What did they learn in yeshiva of Shem Ve'eva? Now of course it's difficult for us to picture bichlal. Chazal tell us, Avraham Avinu learned in yeshiva, Yitzchak learned in yeshiva. We can be rest assured that all these Sfarim here on the Sfarim shelves didn't exist in the yeshiva of Avraham Avinu. So clearly in the yeshiva that they learned in, they were learning in Yonei Yira Shomayim, in Yonei Emuna. As we have mentioned in the past, the Rambam details at length Avraham Avinu's whole mission, how he was Marbitz, Mefitz, disseminated Emunah all around the world. So it's safe to assume that all the thousands and thousands of Talmidim that he had, and the Rambam, if you remember, said he had Alofim V'Ravavos. How many is Alofim V'Ravavos? At least 22,000 Talmidim in the yeshiva. They would need a Beis HaMedrash bigger than the Groshul for that. So what did they learn there? L'chayre, Inyonim of Emunah and Avodas Hashem. Rabbi Akiva had 24,000. So I'm not saying Avraham Avinu only had 22. I'm just saying if the Rambam says Alofim v'Ravavos, Ravova is 10,000. So if he says Ravavos, that's 20,000. And Alofim is 2,000. So at a minimum of 22,000, it could have been 50,000, I don't know. But minimum of 22,000. And they were his Talmidim, this is the Nefesh Asher Osu B'choron, and they learned in his yeshiva, and presumably Yaakov, when he was a Talmud in the yeshiva of his grandfather, Avraham Avinu, he learned the same thing. In Yonei Emuna and Yira Shomayim and Avodas Hashem. So the big question becomes, so what did they learn in the yeshiva of Shem Ve'eva? What was unique about the yeshiva of Shem Ve'eva? What did they learn there? And why did Yaakov Avinu feel there was a necessity to go there at this particular juncture? Says Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, a very novel approach, Kedarkei Bakodesh, but explains the Indian so beautifully. Avraham Avinu did not live at a time of rishus, of rishoyim. It may well be that there were those who didn't recognize Hashem, but nobody was moirid, nobody rebelled against Hashem. He did not live at a time of rishoyim. Except Nimrod, true. But the surrounding culture was not one of rebellion against Hashem, and he had his yeshiva in which there were thousands of Talmidim who were doing the right thing, and it was a very protected environment. So much so, says Rabbi Yaakov, that's why when it came to dealing with Yishmael, Avraham Avinu wanted to keep him in, and Sarah says, no, I throw him out. He has no mokum over here. This is not the way we deal with things over here. We don't have Rishayim on our territory. That was the yeshiva, the unique atmosphere in the yeshiva of Avraham Avinu. What about Shem Ve'eva? Who was Shem Ve'eva? Shem, of course, was the son of Noach, Shem Chom Ve'yofes, and Eivor lived at the time of the Doer HaFloga, the end of Parshas Noach, which means that Shem Ve'eva lived during tumultuous times. Unlike the Oves HaKadoshim, Shem was the survivor of a culture all around him who were negative HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so was Eva. Eva was a survivor of the Doer HaFloga, in which they built this tower, as it were, to make battle with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam Kaviyachol. And Shem and Eva are the survivors of that. Which means, and this is Rabbi Yaakov's big chiddush, Shem and Eva had a unique quality that the Oves HaKadoshim didn't, and that was, they had learned the secret of survival against a surrounding culture of rishus. That wasn't Avraham's avodah. Avraham's avodah was to spread the word that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. He's the Baal Habira. So too, that's what he passed on to his son Yitzchak. But Shem Ve'eva, what they learned in their yeshiva was a unique mahalach. How can one contend with a surrounding environment of Rishoyim? Because Shem Ve'eva were the experts in that. And why were they the experts in that? Through experience. Shem had survived the Doer HaMabul, and Eva had survived the Doer HaFloga. So therefore they were in the perfect and unique position in heading a yeshiva. What was the title of their yeshiva? This is the yeshiva in which we are able to teach and preach. How can you be sheltered and protected from surrounding Rishoyim? That's what was unique. Says Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. Where was Yaakov on his way to now? Yaakov was on his way to Lavan, and was going to be there a while. A necessary introduction to that, part and parcel of the mitzvah of Kibud Av Ve'eim, what did his parents tell him? To go to Lavan. There's a necessary hakdama. What's the necessary hakdama? First learn the secret, how are you going to survive spiritually in the house of Lavan. And everything you've learned in the yeshiva of Avraham and Yitzchak will not equip you for that. Remember we asked the question. The father asks the child to go to buy an esrog, and he comes back 6 hours later. Where have you been? I spent 5.5 hours in the park. Let's now tweak the moshul. Let's change one crucial detail. The father tells the son to go buy an esrog, and he comes back 6 hours later and says to him, where were you? He says, for 5.5 hours I went to the Beis HaMedrash to learn halachas of esrog. Oh, that is kibud av. Because you told me to buy an esrog, how on earth can I buy an esrog if I haven't prepared myself? I don't know the laws, I don't know the halachas of esrog. So I have to open a Gemara, and open a Shulchan Aruch, and open a Mishnah Berurah, I've learned halachas of esrog, and now I can be mekayim in the midst of kibud av, such that going to the Beis HaMedrash is part and parcel, indispensable part of in fact being mekayim the mitzvah of kibud av ve'eim. If Yitzhak and Rivka told Yaakov, go to the house of Lavan, Yaakov did not take a detour to the yeshiva. Rather, that was a necessary requirement. There had to be an introduction of going to the unique yeshiva of Shem Ve'eva, because that would equip him. That would give him the tools with which to deal with Lavan and the surrounding culture there in Padan Aram.
Well, to be prepared by his experiences dealing with his own brother about dealing with wicked people.
So the Yaakov Kamenetsky says the difference is that Lavan was not a sole Russia over here. There was a whole culture surrounding culture. Esav maybe was a lone Russia. But he explains there in Padan Aram, they were all party to Lavan's trickery and all of his ramos. The whole town was one of wickedness. How are you going to deal with that? You have to learn the secret from those who lived through exactly that. Shane Ve'eber didn't have to contend with just a Rosha, but rather with a culture of Rishus. That was the Deira Mabel, and that was the Deira Floga. Says Riyakov Kamenevsky beautifully, and in fact, the Miri Rosh Hashiva, Chaim Shmulevit Zechut Saleh Levrocha, says exactly the same. Says it, the Ketzora, that going to Yeshiva, Shein Ve'eber, was not just a detour, that was part and parcel of being Mekayim, the mitzvah of Kibbutz Ve'eim, because they knew you couldn't possibly contend with Lavon and the surrounding culture without first preparing himself. What was the preparation? 14 years in the yeshiva. But which yeshiva? In the yeshiva of Shein Ve'eva, because that's what they learned in that yeshiva. Says Rev Yaakov Kamenetsky, in conclusion, he has the most beautiful Tosefos. And with this he finishes his piece. If you turn the clocks forward a couple of weeks, in Parashas Vayeshev, Perek Lamed Zayin Posuk Gimel, it says as follows. Right in the beginning, V'Yisrael Ohav Es Yosef Mikol Bonov. Yaakov Avinu loves, of all of his children, he loves Yosef. What does Rashi say there? Rashi says, Kol Ma Shelomad Mishen Ve'Ever Mosar Loi. Whatever he learned all those years back in the yeshiva of Shein Ve'eva, he transmitted to Yosef. Says Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, what's going on over here? Firstly, why did he only teach that to Yosef and not the other brothers? And secondly, if he wants to teach Torah to his children, again, why did he teach what he learned in the yeshiva of Shein Ve'eva? What's wrong with what he learned in his Zayin's yeshiva, Avraham Avinu? Or his father's yeshiva, Yitzchak Avinu. Says Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, this now brings the picture to a completion. Because Yaakov Avinu knew that Yosef HaTzadik was what? Was going to be the one ending up in Mitzrayim. Let's say he knew, I don't know, Ruach HaKodesh. Ah, Yosef! You're going to have to contend with the same struggle that I did as well. Mitzrayim of all places. So therefore I need to teach you something special. I don't need to teach it to your other brothers, but I need to teach it to you. What do I need to teach you? The Torah that I learned in Yeshiva, Shein Ve'eva, is a special Torah. There are special halachas, as it were. There's a unique mahalach, how it is, how can you be sheltered and protected from an environment which preaches the opposite of Torah. That's what you're going to have to contend with in Mitzrayim. Says the Emes Liyakov, Yaakov Kamenetsky, in conclusion, did you know the Chofetz Chaim wrote a sefer, it's not so well known, it's called Machane Yisrael. Machane Yisrael is a special sefer, the halachas for Jewish soldiers in the Russian army. Now, why do you have to write them a special sefer? Give them a Mishnah Berurah. Teretz is because they're not in a regular, normal environment. And there are halachas that pertain in particular to that environment. So you need Torah's Machane Yisrael, like there are laws of Helchus Eretz Yisrael. So there is a special Torah, as it were, of Torah's Hagolus. What do you do when you're in Golus, surrounded by Goyim and Rishoyim? That's the Torah that Yaakov was Makabel from who? From Shein Ve'eva. And that's why he had to pass it on to Yosef HaTzadik, because he would end up in exactly the same position. A very, very beautiful piece of Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. So, perhaps we can just add. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears to Yaakov Avinu in this week's parasha, at what time of day does he appear to him? It's night. The sun sets, it becomes night. And we know that Laila is always a remez to Golos. And maybe that's really the imak over here now. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was being megale himself to Yaakov Balaila to tell him that what? That even Balaila, even in Golos, when you're surrounded by Goyim and Rishoyim, you can still have a connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can still have Ashras Hashem. And that's why he was megale to him the dream and Artoches Dafka Balaila. And what he in fact was telling him was, as a result of the 14 years that you learned in Yeshiva Shein Ve'eva, so you've now equipped yourself and you have the tools to deal with the galus. So at night time, which is always the remnant, the galus, that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears to Yaakov Avinu. Now, if you look in Parashat Vayigash, it says there, Yaakov Avinu is on his way down to Mitzrayim after he's been informed that Yosef HaTzadik is there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears to him and says, Al Tir, don't be afraid. Why should we be afraid? What's this to be afraid of? So the Beis Halevi explains a very important issue, and he says, Avraham Avinu knew, and Yitzchak Avinu knew, and Yaakov Avinu knew. They all knew that Klal Yisrael are going to have to go into Golos. How do they know? Because the HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu, the Bris Ben Avraham, they're going to have to go where? It didn't say where. All it says in the Bris Ben Avraham is they're going to end up in Bo'oretz Asher Lo Elohem, a land that is not theirs. But where will it be? I have no idea. And now Yaakov Avinu, on his way down to Mitzrayim, all of a sudden realizes that what? And although I didn't know until this point where Golos is going to be, but I see it's going to be in Mitzrayim. That key element of the Bris Ben Avraham was missing until this point. They never knew where it would be. All they knew was that it would be. There would be a Golos. All of a sudden, Yaakov Avinu realizes this is the beginning of Golos. And it's going to be Mitzrayim, Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Mitzrayim is the most impure place in the entire planet. Who said they're ever going to get out of Mitzrayim? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu reassures him. And that's why in Perek Mem Vov, Pasuk Gimel, it says, Al Tira, do not be afraid. I will personally, I'll make sure that they get out of Mitzrayim. That's what the Beis Halevi says. According to what we're saying now, the way we're learning is, it's very good. Yaakov Avinu knows very well how to deal with Golos. He's the expert. Why is he the expert? 14 years in Yeshiva Shein Ve'eva, he learned how to deal with Golos. He's experienced in dealing with Lavan. He came out. Lavan Garti, the Tariag Mitzvahs Shamarti. I'm intact. How did you manage that? The answer is 14 years in Yeshiva Shein Ve'eva. But are Klal Yisrael equipped for that as well? He taught the secret to Yosef. But all of Klal Yisrael now going to Mitzrayim. That was a big pachad. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you can be rest assured, all will be well. I will take them out of Mitzrayim. And what's so fascinating to point out, and with this we'll finish, is when did HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell Yaakov that he will rescue him from Mitzrayim? What time of day was that? So look in the pasuk there. Perek Mem Vav Pasuk Beis Ayoyimer Elokim LiYisrael B'Marois HaLaila. It was after Balayla. Says Rav Meir Simcha, the Oyos Sameach, and he says mamash what we said before, because Laila is representative of the Golos, and what HaKadosh Baruch was really teaching, what he was teaching Yaakov, what he was relaying to Yaakov was She'af Balayla. Becheshkas haGolus, even in the darkness of Golus, Shoira Shchino BeYisrael. You know, I once read the great Rav Chatzkel Abramsky had a kriyas every Shabbos. He used to learn Meshech Chochma Ateir, and when he came to this particular piece in Parashat Vayigash, he was so excited. He told everybody he met, "I just learned Shikol in the Meshech Chochma. I have no suffix whatsoever. It was written up Yeruach Hakodesh." It's just incredible, the Yisoyed, how it fits in the Psukim. That's what Reb Chatzkel says about this particular piece of the Meshech Chochma. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Megala himself to Yaakov, when? Balayla. And by the way, the words of the Oyos Sameach, the Meshech Chochma, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears to Yaakov Balayla, Kan Ubevayetze, over here, and also in Parashat Vayetze, as we learned in our Parsha, Avosai, it's half level fellow. Those are the two points in Yaakov's lives at which Golos is about to begin. In Parashat Vayetze, that's our Parsha, which Golos is it? His own personal Golos. When it comes to Parashat Vayigash, we're now on the brink of the national Golos. So exactly at those two points, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears to Yaakov when? Balayla. In our pasuk, Vayolel Hashemesh, it becomes night. Pashas Vayigash, B'maris HaLaila. Why dafka B'Laila? Because Laila represents Golos. And in those times, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is really relaying to him is that even though there's going to be a Golos, and you're surrounded by the culture of Lavon in Paddan Aram, you're surrounded by the culture of the Mitzrayim in Mitzrayim, but the Anoichi Alcha Gamolim, that you have the security. And all of that is based on the Torah that he learned in Yeshivas Shein Ve'eva, and that's the Chiddush of Yaakov Kamenetsky. So we asked, number one, why was it important for him to go to the yeshiva in the first place, and why after that yeshiva? He had a mitzvah of Kibbutz Ava'im, and the answer is that was part and parcel of the mitzvah. Prepare yourself for Golos. And the way you prepare is by going to yeshiva, specifically the yeshiva of Shein Ve'eva. They will teach you the tools, and you'll be equipped to deal with Golos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, after those 14 years, is megaling to himself, to Yaakov, Balaila, the remnants of Golos, just like in Parshas Vayigash, Balaila, and he's telling him, yes, you have the tools, you have the equipment, both you to contend with Lavan, Klal Yisrael to contend with Mitzrayim, and all of that is based on the Torah that was learned in Yeshivas Shein Ve'eva.